And a name, we have a special name for a hen while she's on the eggs. She's a, what kind of a hen? She's a...
Hatching eggs.
Would you call it a certain kind of a hen? She's a one. She's
a nesting hen?
Or something like that.
Let's see if I, a brood hen? I don't know if that's the proper word or not. I know there's another. I haven't thought of it for so long.
Call it a setting hen?
A setting hen, yeah. She's setting on her eggs. A setting hen.
All right. How about that bone that you, the children?
Wishbone?
How about the time of the day when animals are fed? What do you call that time of the day? That's
feeding time.
Okay. And how about the noise that the animals make during feeding? Do you have any, would you call that anything? Do you have any special name for that?
Time of feeding? I don't call that particular noise.
Okay. How about, how did your mother call you to meals when you were outside? When you were a kid?
Well, if there was only one of us, she'd call us by name. She'd, Leo, come in to dinner.
Would she have, was any kind of special,
No, she'd call us by name, or she'd say, boys come in, or children come in. Time for dinner. And if there's only one of us out
okay.
there, or two, she called each by name. There were nine children in the family.
Yeah. How about from the kitchen? If she's in the kitchen and you are in another room, how might she call you?
She'd call us by name. She'd say, Leo. She'd say, come to the kitchen, or Leo, come here. I'm using my
name. Okay. Sure. Well, you should. How would when you were younger and you went over to a friend's house? How did you call him? You wanted them to come out. Did you imitate that? For instance, you went over to one of your friends' house.
Well, I'd say, my dear, you.
Okay, and how about when you were playing baseball on a playground and someone, and the ball went over near someone else, what might you say to the person to have him return the ball?
I don't get that.
A baseball, baseball goes, you're playing baseball and the ball goes over
over a fence, for instance?
Yeah, and what might you say to the person?
Well, say, throw the ball back over the fence, please.
Okay. Did you ever hear the term ball up?
Yeah, not in ball games,
no.
But things got all balled up.
No, but I mean someone say ball up to throw the ball back. You've never heard
no,
that?
No, never heard of that.
Okay. How about if you're walking down the street, what might you say to a person to attract his attention? A person, let's say right now, a person's walking down the hall ahead of you and you wanted to get that person's attention.
Well, I'd call him by name first. I'd say...
Okay. What if you didn't know his name?
If I didn't know his name?
Yeah.
I'd say, hi.
Okay.
That, even if I didn't know his name, I'd holler,
okay.
Hi.
Okay. Now, I want you to really be frank now with me. What is the most exclamation of disgust, the most violent expression you can remember ever using? To
in
show,
disgust?
Yeah, in disgust.
Oh, I might say, oh, damn it.
Okay.
Is that...
Well, that's okay.
Huh?
Well, sure, but I mean, I expect a lot worse than that.
Want some adjectives?
Yeah.
Like blankets.
Yeah, that's the sort of things you might use, really.
I mean, ordinarily, I'll tell you, not that I pretend to be so pious, but we, at home, we're always admonished not to use the name of the Lord, profanely.
Sure.
And you might say, oh, damn it. Of course, sometimes you wouldn't say blank damn it, but then you'd catch yourself and the folks ever heard you were scolded for it, which very seldom happened. But sometimes you'd fly off without a second thought, and then you were sorry you apologized for it.
Okay.
You know, you did wrong.
Yeah.